Real talk for real people, right here in the Inland Empire. We are 1050 AM, KCAA.
Welcome to Smart Health Talk with your host, Elaine McFadden.
Take a walk on the wild side. Will the birds and the bees survive? Right before me, my newfound hippie side. Once ignore these conspiracies online. Out the window, fish out of the air. Sign me up now, make sure you use your smart. Take a walk on the wild side. Will the birds and the bees survive? Would your children lie to see Mother Nature's
Welcome to Smart Health Talk with your host, Elaine McFadden.
Welcome. I'm Elaine McFadden, and this is Smart Health Talk. Well, personally, I am ever so grateful that Whole Foods markets figured out how to compete on the same level as big-time supermarkets, because if they did not exist, our choices would be mainly limited to factory-farmed foods, and organic would be non-existent except in smaller natural food stores. It is because of Whole Foods markets that other mainstream supermarkets have been forced to start offering organic choices because people want them. Once someone has taken the time to explain to you that an apple you're eating has been tested to have as many as 20 pesticides, the light goes on and you think, if I don't want to eat poison-laden food, because no, it does not all wash off. Or I don't want to feed it to my children either. The importance of having organic choices then becomes clear. Buying local makes sense as well for many reasons. But taking a good idea and making it work can be much more involved than most of us could imagine. We have two guests with us today whose job is to do just that. Kimberly Albright and Don Nishishuki work for Whole Foods Markets as local urban foragers, finding local farmers and producers to work with local stores. I want to welcome Kimberly and Don to Smart Health Talk. Welcome. Are you there?
Yes. Hello.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. So I have to admit that you two are the first local urban foragers that I have ever met. So could you start by explaining the purpose of your jobs with Whole Foods Markets and how this program came about?
It is one of our core values Whole Foods Market believes in. I started it in a store in San Diego in September of 2005. I wanted to bring the farmers market vendors into the store so customers would have another option to buy from local farmers. It also gave the farmers another outlet to sell their products. Some days at the farmers market, they wouldn't even make any money because of the weather.
Yeah, I know. I actually have been a longtime shopper at farmers markets and, you know, trying to support them. And you're right. You know, if it rains, that's it. You know, a whole day lost. And many, many farmers depend on that weekly income. So I guess you guys have really been a savior for a lot of different farmers out there. So did you guys ever picture yourself doing this kind of job? Hello?
Yes, by being a fourth-generation farmer from growing carrots to cucumbers to strawberries, I knew how hard the job it is to grow and to sell product.
Uh-huh.
I know the obstacles and challenges they face with this background. And by going to a broker, they would not get the full value of their product. By working directly with the farmers, I was willing to give them fair value for the product.
You know, and that is so true, exactly what you just said right there, because a lot of people don't realize that, you know, how the whole system works. And when you have to hire a broker, which is in essence a salesperson, you have to give a percentage of your profit to that person. And many farmers are working on a really small profit margin. So that would really cut into their profits. And it ends up a lot of the times that the farmer gets the least amount of money out of anybody. So did you just work with farmers, or do you guys like work with other local producers as well?
You know, I work.
Go ahead.
Yeah, Don works with the produce team and with the farmers and our floral growers. And then I myself work with other local producers, anywhere from raw treats to salads to salsa to body care products to frozen items to coffee to fresh soda, eggs, beer, wine. It really goes on. Anything that you see in our store, if it's being manufactured or produced locally, I may be working with them.
You know, that's really awesome because, you know, that means that you could go into a Whole Foods store into a different city and you might actually find a whole new set of products that you never even saw before. Because I've been to a lot of Whole Foods markets across the country and I always go there as soon as I get in town to go get snacks and things like that so that I'm not forced to eat junk food. And, you know, I think that's really cool that it makes every kind of Whole Foods unique based on the local people that you're working with. So so what are the benefits to Whole Foods markets and the public when you're able to offer local products to your customers?
I feel that they are getting the same product as they would at a farmer's market, but they are getting a better quality inside our stores. If they go to a broker, the public doesn't know what fresh produce tastes like. And our customers like it when we have Meet the Farmer events because they could put a face with the product. We also carry local produce inside our prepared foods department so customers could buy the hot prepared foods or the fresh produce.
And our salad bars, too, carry a lot of our greens and vegetables in our salad bars are local, and many of our stores will call out in-season fruit or vegetable in our chef's case or in our salad bar. So consumers really know, hey, this product in this case is local.
Yeah, and a lot of people don't realize how much of a time period from when a product is, like a fresh produce is picked to when it actually gets on a store shelf. Like, give us an idea on, like, how much of a time period there could be there when you're not buying local.
Well, a local farmer could deliver directly to the store. It was picked the first day and delivered to the store the next day. If you go through a distributor or a big farmer, sometimes he picks one day, stores it. It could be stored up to 3 days. If it gets to the East Coast, it could be a week old already and loses all its flavor and nutrition in its value.
And then some fruits and things like that, they actually store for months at a time even, don't they?
Apples, they do that.
Yeah, apples. For sure. And then I think some tomatoes, they'll pick green too. Okay, well that's, you know, that is a huge difference because as a dietitian that's like studied nutritional value, every day that goes by you're losing nutrition out of a plant because oxidation happens and vitamin C especially can be lost as well as other nutrients. So, you know, we talk a lot on this show of getting more nutrition bang for your buck. And so it sounds to me like local is like hands down winner of getting the most nutrition bang for your buck. Okay, so for retail stores such as Whole Foods markets to buy from local farmers and producers, it sounds like a real win-win situation. But when you start to try and figure out all the logistics of what it's going to take, it can be something else altogether, can it? I mean, it sounds really good, you know, on paper and all that, but to actually make it happen, that takes some work, doesn't it?
I feel it's not very difficult at all. By the time we get to their paperwork, it's really only 2 weeks within the farmer could start selling to the stores. It's a very short process becoming a new vendor. We have some farmers that deliver directly to the stores, so it's easier for the farmer to get the product to the store instead of trying to find a vendor or a distributor to try to market his stuff.
And I think part of why Don's saying, too, it's less difficult is because we have someone in place like Don who is really that bridge, that communication. So the farmers can connect with him and talk to him, and he's connecting with them. He's talking to them sometimes ahead of time before they're even planting their seeds. So they have someone who they can get in touch with right away, and I think it would definitely be more challenging if there wasn't someone in place like Don who the farmers could really connect to and the stores could connect to. Then Don then communicates to the stores, this is what's coming down the pike.
Yeah, I could totally see that because from my past experience with farmers, you know, they were like really into the farming end of things. But, you know, when it came to like marketing their product, that was something that they didn't really think much about because they were just like out there on the tractor or whatever thinking about planting their seed and harvesting. And having to think about marketing was just, you know, very hard for them to get into that mode. So having someone that's helping them, you know, get their product to market, I'm sure, is really a valuable help to them. No, go ahead.
Well, as I'm saying, when we get them in the store, when we have a new product, we really like to call them out. So we have local profiles with photos of the farmer and their family, and that tells a little story about who they are. So that, when thinking about marketing, that helps with the marketing, too. Why is this potato special or this lettuce special?
When I go to the farmer's markets all the time, to me, that's like my favorite part is to see that farmer's face and to get to say hi to him and know that that's the person that grew my food. And it actually motivates me to want to eat it more. Because then I'm thinking, oh, well, you know, this guy worked so hard to grow this. I can't just let it spoil in my refrigerator.
Right.
So I think it's a really great way to kind of motivate yourself to eat more fruits and vegetables, too, if you have the face of the farmer that works so hard to grow that produce. So for people out there that are trying to, like, lose weight and eat healthier, I just think it's a good motivator. And you kind of connect to where your food came from as well. So we're going to be breaking in just a little bit here, and please stay on the line because we're going to come back and we're going to be talking more. But and there's some other things here I want to get into. But what is it like, you know, when you go out and meet these people? I mean, they must be like really thrilled to talk to you.
Yeah, go ahead, Don. Sorry.
No, go ahead.
No, go.
Well, coming from a farming background, I know how to talk to these people. I know how I can relate to them. I know the problems and obstacles that come up, so I know there's going to be problems on top of it. So you just have to be patient with them. It's, you know, farming's in my blood, and it's easy to communicate with them.
Because that's your roots. You know what it's like to be a farmer, so you can relate to them.
It's really inspiring, too, to see how much work goes in to what they're doing and preserving the land and making sure that chemicals aren't going onto the plants and that the water that they're using is fresh. And then seeing this produce in the field, it's almost like a painting. It's really inspiring. And then to
make dinner with it is wonderful. Just like you said about the nutritional value or the taste, there's a freshness that I don't always experience when I'm buying produce. But when I'm buying something that's local and in season, it seems right as you're eating it.
Okay, everyone. Well, we're going to take a break right now, and stay tuned because we're going to be right back.
And now a word from our Smart Health Talk sponsors.
Naya, 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 recycle.
Naya, Canada's most environmentally conscious bottled water, is very proud to announce that its already recyclable bottles are now made from 100% recycled plastic. Naya is the first bottled spring water in the world to do that. So in addition to its recycling activities, Naya uses no new plastic to make its water bottles.
Naya, Naya, Naya.
A natural source of progress.
Be sure to visit our website at smarthealthtalk.com. Welcome back to Smart Health Talk with your host, Elaine McFadden.
Welcome back, everyone. We're here with Kimberly and Don, who work with Whole Foods Markets, and they go out and find local producers to stock in each of their different stores around the country. And they're telling us about what it's like to do their job. And so I wanted to ask you, like, has Whole Foods, has that always been, like, a major priority with Whole Foods Markets to work with local producers? Or do you guys feel like you were just pressured to really kind of step it up lately with a lot of people saying, you know, we want to see more local offerings in your stores? Or has this been really, like, a long-time goal for you?
This has absolutely been a long time focus with Whole Foods Market on supporting local. I mean, and we started off as one store, and as one store, we were really tied in with the community, and then we grew from store to store to store, and with that, we grew with community and we grew with local. I think we've really been working on telling our story more and getting it out there, and but it's always been a priority.
You know, that's what I always thought about you too. And like I said in the beginning, I hope people really appreciate what Whole Foods has been able to do, because if it wasn't for Whole Foods, we wouldn't have organic choices in places that we never had it before. It's like you guys forced other markets to have to stock those products. They didn't have to before. So it must just be really great to go out, you know, give these people a call and say, hey, we want to work with you. They must be thrilled. Like those videos that you sent me, that one family, they were like 3 months from losing their farm.
Right. Mary's Chickens, yes.
Until you guys called and just totally changed their life.
And now all I want to do is, if I buy a chicken, Mary's is who I'm going to buy after meeting them and being out to their farms. And they actually expanded, so now they're working with other farmers too. So it's really this win-win partnership, and it's amazing to be part of that.
And probably, you know, you see how much they put into their farm. It's like a personal thing for them versus these huge factory farms where they're just, you know, the conditions and how they pump everything out, It just, to me, it kind of, you know, takes away from the enjoyment of the food.
Right. Their production is really amazing. Their chickens are wonderful. I've seen the chickens at 3 days of age and up. And, it's a family business.
Well, we're going to be putting all those videos on our website for all the listeners that want to come and see get to know some of these farmers that you guys are working with and see, you know, the people behind the produce that they're buying at Whole Foods. I really enjoyed watching those videos. I thought you guys did a really great job on them. So
there'll be more coming out too. So we'll have more of those videos available.
Yeah. So you guys are actually working on creating like more of a series so people can get to know the farmers, even if they don't happen to be at the store at the right time. When you have a meet and greet kind of a thing.
Correct.
Well, and we're going to put all those links to your website, too, and your program as well. So how do shoppers know which products at your store are from local sources, and how can they choose them to support their local economy?
Well, we create local profile signs. We tell a story about the farmer. We take a picture of him. His picture is on there with a little story about him. We include the farm name on the sign, and even the miles away from it is to the store.
Oh, okay. And then one of the things that really impressed me, too, because we have had some community sustainable agriculture guests on our show, and, you know, you guys are becoming like a drop-off place where people can actually come and pick up a box directly from farmers where you guys aren't even making any profit off of it. Aren't you doing that, Don? Are you in charge of that?
That is correct. We got 6 CSA farms right now with 12 locations as drop-offs inside our region. And on top of it, we don't ask for any money or any discount. It's just convenient for our customers.
Well, I just think that's a really awesome thing for you guys to do. And, like, at some of your locations, you've even, like, had farmers markets right out in front of your store.
We have, and those have been really successful. And, again, that's where folks can really meet the farmer and put a face to the product.
Well, to me, that is, like, a true example of supporting local farmers, what you guys are doing. And that's why I'm so thrilled to have you on the show, because you're truly a role model for other stores. And it shows, you know, being generous can actually, like, pay off, because I'm sure your customers appreciate that. And the farmers, too. So, you know, really a win-win situation. You know, I'd like, you know, that some of these farmers that I saw in the videos, too, I would love, you know, for you guys to maybe come back sometime and, you know, bring you know, one or two of the farmers with you that we could talk to on the show and kind of hear directly from them how they feel about, you know, the experience of working with Whole Foods and how that's changed their life.
They would love to share the story. Absolutely.
Yeah, that would be great, because to me, that when I would go to the farmer's market, that was like the highlight. Those people, I would go, like, you know, for so many years that they kind of became my family.
Right.
And they're just, do you notice that there's, like, kind of a special quality about these people that you don't necessarily see in others?
They're definitely very dedicated and passionate and seem to believe in the collective, that we all need each other, and they care about the environment and really want to do good. The dedication and passion is very strong.
I really want to thank you both for coming on the show. We're out of time right now, but thank you so much, and thank you for all your hard work on working with these farmers. They're lucky to have you guys, and you're lucky to have them, I'm sure. So, okay, everyone, well, stay tuned, because we're going to find out how you can have your bread and lose weight, too.
And now a word from our Smart Health Talk sponsors.
A precious deposit that came from the mightiest of mountains, created from the strongest forces of nature, and lie hidden for 15 million years beneath the surface of a remote desert, has now been found. A mineral deposit like no other, nature in its most perfect form. Minerals are one of the key foundations of life and may not always be complete in food, but you can now have all that nature has to offer in one pure source. Ion Charge Minerals bring you 57 ionic minerals to nourish your body with the raw materials it needs to rebuild, revitalize, and help generate energy within every cell. Experience mineral power and the new energy and endurance that is yours when you give your body what it needs to build a stronger you. Visit IonChargeMinerals.com or go to Smart Health Talk website and find out how you can benefit from the power of minerals today.
Be sure to visit our website at SmartHealthTalk.com. Welcome back to Smart Health Talk with your host, Elaine McFadden.
Welcome back. You're listening to Smart Health Talk, and I'm Elaine McFadden. So when I go into a store and look at the bread section, I don't see what the average customer sees. Excuse me. Trust me, I love refined bread products just as much as this next person. And yes, they can be good in their own way, but they don't give me what I'm looking for. Not only more nutrition bang for my buck, but more nutrition bang for my limited calorie intake to maintain my weight. For me, refined carbohydrates and the resulting blood sugar spike can mean added pounds. Took me a while to accept the fact that the days of eating those foods on a regular basis were gone, but I don't miss them really because I replaced those refined grain servings with foods that actually give me more flavor and satisfaction when I eat them. Instead of something mostly made of air, a long list of added chemicals, some of which are on lists to always avoid, and that other little and offer little taste, I now eat rich breads that are packed full of nutrition that nature intended me to get from grains. Most of us think bread can only be made from flour, but people have been actually making bread for hundreds of years in ways that did not use any flour. And as a matter of fact, that was even mentioned in the Bible. Today we have Michael Gergau from Alvarado Bakery, a company with 30 years of experience at making bread that is only packed full of 100% whole grain nutrition. This is lower in carbohydrates and higher in fiber and protein, and therefore it doesn't raise your blood sugar as quickly, something that can cause you to gain weight. So, Michael, thanks for joining us here on Smart Health Talk.
Well, thank you, Elaine. Thanks for having us.
So, first of all, why don't you tell us a little background of Alvarado Bakery, because it's just really an interesting story. I love it.
Well, certainly. Our bakery, we are located in Sonoma County, just north of San Francisco. And we started as the little hippie bakery in Northern California. We were selling primarily products to natural food stores and health food markets. Here in the San Francisco Bay Area, it's always been quite a bread mecca and notorious for its sourdough breads and its French breads. And we wanted to bring something to market that was an alternative to that. We really were the first to come to market with a whole grain product in the San Francisco bread market. So we began selling our whole grain breads. They were made with 100% whole grain, which back in that day was quite a unique product on the market for most consumers, and cracked ourselves into the market. I mean, certainly it was a little niche market, and we remained for many years servicing just the natural foods industry. And then eventually the supermarkets started calling and asking for a bit of, if they could get product into their stores as well. So we have a unique history in that we started very small and over the past 30 years have grown to be one of the largest organic bakeries in the country. Today we produce about 40,000 loaves a day of organic whole grain breads. And as you mentioned in your introduction, our breads are flourless. They are made entirely with sprouted grain, so they don't contain any flour at all. And the attributes of sprouts is sprouts are living, breathing plants. And it is a lot easier for the body to digest plant matter than something made with processed flour. So we have grown to have a very loyal and dedicated following. And I hear every week people tell me, my parents raised me on your breads, and now I'm raising my kids on your breads. So they really are terrific products, and we're really happy to be able to continue to offer them. These recipes, for the most part, are the exact same recipes we've been making for over 30 years now. We've never changed any of them. So it's a very basic recipe. As you mentioned, they do speak briefly about it in the Bible, so it's a many thousand-year-old recipe, but it continues to be a healthy, nutritious way to make a loaf of bread. We are an employee-owned company. We are owned and managed entirely by the people who work here. We are a worker-owned cooperative, and we have been a cooperative since our inception. So what that means is we are a democratic workplace, one person, one vote. We share our profits equally with all of our workers, and it's a real worker empowerment environment where workers here play a major role in the operations and the running of the company.
Well, I don't think you guys would have grown the way that you have unless, you know, people loved your bread and just kept coming back to it. And it sounds like a really great place to work. God, where were you guys when I was looking for a job?
You know, it really is a great place to work.
Before we explain to our listeners, like, how you make sprouted grain bread, because that process is really interesting. I would like to start by going over what you don't put in your bread but can be found in the average loaf of bread that people find in the supermarket shelf. And then if you could also explain why you don't put those ingredients in your products. So can you give us a little bread education there on, like, what people are eating and other breads that you guys don't use?
Sure. Well, we certainly, as an organic bakery, we are forbidden for using a lot of different ingredients. Everything that we use has to be non-GMO. That's just part of being an organic certified product. So all of our seeds and grains and legumes and are all certified non-GMO, as well as certified organic and certified kosher as well. The kinds of things we don't use here are bromides and bromates and dough conditioners and refined sugars and refined flours and added oil and all the things that are really unnecessary to make a quality loaf of bread. Our breads are largely sweetened with organic fruit, sometimes honey. We don't use any refined sugars. All of our breads have no added oil, so they're all naturally low in fat because there's no added oil to any of our recipes. And we don't find the need for bromates and conditioners and that type of stuff. When you're working with white flour, what's happened is you begin with whole grain, as all mills do, and they take that grain and they break it down into its three components, which is the bran, the outer portion of the grain, and the endosperm, which is sort of the starchy component of the grain, and the germ, which is the oil, the fat, and the protein of the grain. White flour has that all stripped out so that there is no bran and there is no germ, and all that remains is the white starchy powder that many people are familiar with as baking flour. And that is pretty much nutritionally bankrupt because of all the vitamins and nutrients that have been removed during the milling process. Much of that is found in the bran part of the grain, and once you remove the bran, you've removed the majority of the nutrients as well, the vitamins, the trace minerals, and the types of things that people go to grain for. The nutrients that are readily available in whole grains have been stripped from the white flour. So they're required by law to enrich it, to put those nutrients back in. So if you look at the back of so many packaged foods, you'll see the word enriched flour, which sounds like a really good thing because it's been enriched. But basically what they've done is they've taken the ingredients, the nutrients, and the minerals that they've removed during the processing and through a chemical reaction added it back in. So it certainly isn't the same thing as whole grain, but at least it has a bit of nutrition. So you'll see the label that says, you know, niacin, thiamine, riboflavin, and everybody wonders what that stuff is. And that is what was removed from that flour and why they had to put it back in. So what we do here is we use 100% whole wheat, mm-hmm. berries. We buy our wheat seeds directly from the organic family farmers that grow them. It does not go to a mill to be processed, but comes to us directly as whole seeds. So that is 100% whole grain in its purest state.
Well, we're going to break for a minute, but stay with us, everyone, because Michael's going to come back and he's going to explain to us a little bit more on how they actually make sprouted grain bread. So it's pretty fascinating. So stay with us.
And now a word from our Smart Health Talk sponsors.
A precious deposit that came from the mightiest of mountains, created from the strongest forces of nature, and lie hidden for 15 million years beneath the surface of a remote desert, has now been found. A mineral deposit like no other, nature in its most perfect form. Minerals are one of the key foundations of life and may not always be complete in food, but you can now have all that nature has to offer in one pure source. Ion Charge Minerals bring you 57 ionic minerals to nourish your body with the raw materials it needs to rebuild, revitalize, and help generate energy within every cell. Experience mineral power and the new energy and endurance that is yours when you give your body what it needs to build a stronger you. Visit IonChargeMinerals.com or go to Smart Health Talk website and find out how you can benefit from the power of minerals today.
Be sure to visit our website at SmartHealthTalk.com. Welcome back to Smart Health Talk with your host, Elaine McFadden.
Welcome back, everyone. We're here learning all about sprouted grain bread from Michael at Alvarado Bakery. And I just want to tell you, Michael, that, you know, one of the things that I really appreciate about your bread is that you take the guesswork out of getting whole grain. I think a lot of people don't realize that the average person is getting less than one serving of whole grain a day when they're supposed to be getting three. And I think a lot of that is because they get tricked at the store into thinking they're buying whole grain even. But it's not really whole grain. And another thing that I wanted to congratulate you on as well is that in 30 years, like, you never gave up what you believed in, because a lot of companies will give up, you know, using organic ingredients just to increase their profit margin. But you guys have stuck to what you believed in, like, all this time. And that's one of the things that, you know, really makes me respect you guys as a company, and that you're still here 30 years later. I just think that's great. But this whole process of making sprouted grain bread, why don't you just kind of give us a little summary of how you do it?
Yeah, you bet. It is quite different than what other bakeries are doing. Most bakeries get up in the morning and they open a bag of flour and they make something. Our process is quite different. Today is Thursday. We're sprouting grain today for bread we're going to make on Monday. So it's quite a bit longer of a process. But we buy, again, the whole organic wheat berries directly from the farms, and we take those and we soak them in a filtered water until they sprout. And that's a 3 or 4 day process, until they actually start to grow. And at this point, it's no longer a hard, dormant wheat seed, but it's a living, breathing plant. And the optimum, there's a lot of enzyme activity that takes place during the sprouting process that actually begins to pre-digest the grain as it changes from a hard seed into a living plant. And that's what makes the products ultimately more digestible, is because they are made with plant matter as opposed to flour. At the optimum enzyme activity, we will drain any excess water and immediately grind those living sprouts into dough. So what comes out of our grinder is not a dry white flour. It's this wet mush that looks very much like hamburger meat. And that is the ground up sprouts. And that is the basis of all of our recipes.
That is really awesome. So that also makes the product a lot lower in carbohydrates, because I compared and I saw that your product was probably about half the amount of carbohydrates as a regular piece of bread.
And even more importantly, it's the right carbs as opposed to what you do get from refined flour products.
Yeah, thank you for mentioning that, because, yeah, not all carbs are created equal. That's some of the things that we've been talking about on this show, is, you know, picking your carbohydrates that have fiber in them and, you know, all the nutrition like your breads. That's a whole different thing than a refined white flour, enriched flour.
Without a doubt.
That, like you said, have the nutrients taken out and then they had to, like, put them back in. So even like people with diabetes, as a matter of fact, you have breads that are specific for diabetics even.
Well, we have long thought that by the nature of what we do, that our sprouted breads would be low on the glycemic index. So we actually had one recipe that was actually tested on human diabetics at the University of Florida, and it did come in remarkably low on the glycemic index, and they felt that that was entirely having to do with the fact that it was sprouted and so easily digestible. Not only did the participants not have a rise in their blood sugar, they experienced a reduction in their blood sugar during the testing period. So it's not so much about low carbs as it is slow carbs, and that's what sprouts are.
Well, and I really enjoy eating your bread. It's like I'm getting something, you know, and I eat it slower, and I find it a lot more rewarding, too, than just eating, you know, white bread. It's like after I ate it, it's like, what did I just eat? So what are the choices if people want to buy Alvarado Street Bakery products?
Well, we make a wide variety of products. Certainly, we sprout everything we can get our hands on. We do sprouted wheat, sprouted spelt, sprouted rye, sprouted barley, sprouted soybeans, sprouted lentils. So pretty much any grain that comes to us whole and unprocessed is able to sprout. So one of our most recent products is a sprouted flaxseed bread, which is quite unique on the market, made just with sprouted flax, another flourless bread. But in addition to the breads, we also make sprouted wheat bagels and sprouted wheat hot dog buns and hamburger buns, sprouted wheat tortillas and sprouted wheat pizza breads. Our products are available pretty much through any natural foods retailer, a lot of specialty stores and supermarkets as well, usually found in the in-store bakery department. And they're terrific recipes. There's a lot of health attributes to what we do, but most people buy it because it's really great bread.
Well, thank you so much, Michael. And please go to their website, Alvarado Street Bakery, and see all their products. And, you know, come be sure and join us next week. We've got some really great tips for helping you stay on your New Year's resolutions. And Happy New Year, everybody. Thanks for being a Smart Health Talk listener. And we'll join us next week.
My website, www.donsazi.com, to hear the complete song as well as other great music.
KCAA's Inland Talk Express. KCAA, Loma Linda, 1050 AM. The station that leaves no listener behind.